Running your own business can feel isolating, but you don't have to figure it all out alone. Join a free guest session inside the Smashing the Plateau community to get fresh ideas and real solutions to your biggest business challenge. Spots are limited. Reserve yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.
Usually that starts when, way back when, you were 4 or 5 and you were on the playground and you wanted to do something new, and someone of authority figure says, you can't do that, or you're not good enough for that, or this. And so they've been carrying that feeling and that emotion around all their life, really.
Today's guest is Curtis McCollum, a mindset coach who helps entrepreneurs break through the invisible ceilings that have held them back for years. Curtis reveals why traditional approaches to personal development often fall short and shares a powerful framework for creating rapid, lasting transformation. You'll discover the critical difference between acknowledging challenges and identifying with them, why most limiting beliefs have deeper roots than we realize, and the surprising shift that happens when you address the subconscious patterns running beneath the surface. Curtis also explores the unique mindset challenges that corporate refugees face when stepping into entrepreneurship. If you've ever felt like you're repeating the same patterns or wondering why success feels harder than it should, this conversation offers fresh perspective on what might really be holding you back. Now let's dive in. Now let's welcome Curtis McCollum. Curtis helps CEOs, founders, and entrepreneurs eliminate the blind spots that have silently held them back since childhood, unlocking greater income, confidence, and personal freedom. Through his legit mindset framework and powerful modalities like NLP, mental emotional release, and hypnotherapy, he facilitates and assists the client in reprogramming subconscious blocks for deep, lasting transformation. As the host of the Legit Mindset podcast, he shares insights from top leaders on success, mindset, and personal growth. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Pleasure. So let's start off by talking just a little bit about your career journey and kind of what brought you to where you are today.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, my career journey actually started about 40 years ago. I wanted to be a motivational speaker and or a sales trainer. That's what they call them back then, you know, with Tom Hopkins, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, all those guys. That's who I used to follow and study. And so I started in sales. So I said, okay, I want to become really good in sales so that I can have, not saying, hey, I'm just doing something just to do something or call myself something. I want to prove that my theories worked. Well, long story short, I stayed in that career almost 40 years as I was a certified financial planner and CHFC. So I stayed in financial services about 40 years. 5 years ago, I said, okay, I want to do what I really love to do. That is help people transform their lives. And so I started coaching. I have an executive coaching certification and I started it and I hated it. So I'm like, okay, that's not what made me successful. What made me successful was the fact that I utilized neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP, and I utilized hypnotherapy. I did self-hypnosis on myself for years. I'm like, that's what I need to do. So how can I now take that and bring it together to become what I now coin as the legit mindset of learning, growing, expanding, and transforming, and utilizing all of those modalities together to actually make lasting and fast and rapid change.
And was there something that happened after what you said was 35 years of being in financial service?
Yeah, about 35 years.
Was there something that sort of triggered you to say, okay, now it's time to make the change?
Yeah, I would say yes. Number one, I did it, but it was not a passion, right? Sometimes we do things in life that we do it because we want to make money. We want to make sure that we have provide for our families, but I didn't truly have a passion for it. And we had finally got to a point in our lives where I could retire from financial services. And I was talking to my wife. I was about to renew my licenses again. I mean, the recertifications and all this stuff again, series 6, 7, all these certain series, all these stuff for financial services. I was about to renew it again. And I was talking to my wife. She says, hey, look, we're in a position now where you can retire. Do it. Do what you truly want to do. And I always been passionate about doing. And that was it. And it's like, okay, I stepped out and did what, you know, what I was always passionate about doing.
Yeah. And you mentioned that getting the coaching certification and doing that was like didn't work, right? But then identifying what did work helped you really smash through and go forward.
Absolutely. And it was still not an easy journey. You know, that's what individuals need to know is that regardless of when you truly find out what you want to do, getting the path is not always straight. It's not like a it's not like a straight line from here to there. So I like I said before, I got a certification as an executive coach. Then it, but executive coaching or coaching within itself, most of the time deal with cognitive type behavior, meaning high level. The way the subconscious mind works or the way the mind works, only 5% of what we do in life is conscious, 5% of it. And 95% of it is subconscious. So when I was doing executive coaching or business coaching and coaching of that type of nature, I was only dealing with the cognitive part of it and not truly transformation. And it didn't resonate with me. And so that's when I knew that the certification as a hypnotherapist, so I have a degree and as a clinical hypnotherapy, I also have, you know, I'm certified as a medical support hypnotherapist. So I have like 1500 to over 2,500 hours of study in hypnotherapy, along with neuro-linguistic programming and mental emotional release. Because that for me was, I don't want to just help an individual set a goal, but I want to help them understand how to keep that goal. Because if I just set them a goal, then if they have baggage or stuff that they need to release and don't release it, the goal could easily, you know, like you said, it could stop. I mean, you could actually have a mind block or setback because of that.
Right. So is this sort of the basis of your legit framework?
That is the basis of my legit framework, where about 3 years ago, it wasn't always legit. Basically, what happened was 3 years ago, I kept asking God or the universe. I call it God, and some people call it universe, whatever it is. That's your label. But I was asking God, what is it this life is all about? It's like, it has to be more to it. And I would look around, I would go to malls and study people and see people operate on a day-to-day basis. But I'm like, what is this thing all about? And I read a book called Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Weiss. And he talked about the fact that in lives and many lives and in between lives, that we get these learnings. And I'm like, wow, it kind of like a aha moment for me was, oh, that's what this thing is all about. This journey that we're on is all about learning. Meaning like if we understand that whatever we're going through, whatever we are experiencing is about a learning, then we won't truly get down on ourselves, right? So I basically said, we're learning, we are growing, we're expanding, and we're transforming. And it doesn't stop. You know, every time we hit a new plateau, where every time we hit a new milestone, the process kind of starts all over again. Learning, growing, expanding, and transforming.
Yeah. So who's your ideal client and how does this framework play out for them?
Basically, the ideal client is, I usually work with business owners and I work with individuals who realize now that I have this invisible ceiling that I keep hitting, right? I just, like you said, if I just got out of a career and I'm now becoming an entrepreneur, that's two different mindsets. Well, with that challenge sometimes comes with the fact that I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, how all these labels that we put on, I have imposter syndrome, all these things that people come up with that prevents them from actually breaking through. And so what I do is I help them figure out what that invisible ceiling is, and we break through it.
Mm-hmm. What's an example of somebody who may have one of those invisible ceilings?
The example would be, I was working with a business owner not too long ago where for them, it was not so much of business. They were thriving in their business, but their relationships with their partner and their relationships with their kids were out of alignment. So it's like sometimes because success, we have some very successful people out there, and sometimes it's not about what happens at work. They're making millions of dollars at work, but when they come home, they have this disconnect. They can't connect. They feel like, you know, they're not connecting with their partner and with their kids. And that's the kind of work we did, was figure out what was it that was actually blocking him from allowing himself to be more authentic. And that's what he wanted. He wanted to be more authentic at home. He wanted to be more for his kids, to be a presence. He wants to be that person that they went to for challenges and not always trying to fix things. So sometimes, you know, we want to fix everything, where people sometimes don't want to be fixed. They just want to be heard. And so he wanted to be putting himself in a situation where he can be that for his family. And once we clicked, we figured that out. Wow. It was, not only did his relationships improve, but his employees, like, you're a different person. And that means that now he became more productive and they became more productive because, not because they changed, because he changed. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And what do you need to go through yourself in order to recognize what needs to change?
You mean like on a personal level, meaning like, okay, so one of the things I coach or teach individuals is that number one is acknowledge that there's a problem, right? And one of the things I always say is it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to pretend that you're okay and you're not. So one of the things I tell individuals is like, number one is like, acknowledge it. Just say, hey, and this is what I always tell people, don't identify with it, but acknowledge it. When I'm giving an example of that is that sometimes I was at a workshop the other day and individual says, I am unworthy. I am an imposter. I am limited. No, you're not limited. Basically, you have a feeling or emotion or signal that gives you an indication that you are limited. So number one is acknowledging it, but not identifying with it. You're saying, I'm feeling fearful. I'm not scared. I'm not afraid. I'm feeling that feeling of having that feeling afraid of being afraid. So number one, acknowledging it. And then what I tell individuals to do next is to take some diaphragmatic breaths. And diaphragmatic breathing basically signals the body that you're okay and you're safe. Because when we are in fight or flight, we can't think. All of our energy flows from our head to our extremities, because now we're thinking the caveman type mentality is, I have to run from the saber-toothed tiger. There's no tiger. It's basically just you and me. It's just me and the world. And so I just need to know that I'm okay. And then what we do is now the individual can go internal, their higher self, whatever they want to call it, and ask, what do I need? What do I need to release? What do I need to learn? How can I move forward? And it's important that individuals don't ask why questions. Why questions basically goes into the subconscious and it finds every reason why that you feel like you're a failure. And you're not looking for that. You're looking for reasons why or what you need to do to become comfortable. You need to know what you need to do to become confident. So ask what questions. And then allow yourself to come with these answers and take some inspired action on those things.
Yeah. How long does it take people to go through this process where they're kind of reframing how they look at themselves?
Well, basically, that's the first step if they're doing it on their own, right? If they come into me as a coach, what we do, we normally start out what I call the one-day mindset reset, which is a two-day, four-hour session where we now go in and figure out what are the root causes that's causing this feeling of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not whatever that might be, right? We find out what the root cause is. My position in the legit mindset is first, let's learn what it is that's actually causing these challenges from the root. And then we do through that 2 day or that 1 day, full day session, what we do, we then do mental and emotional release to release all of that negative energy, including realigning their core values, because core values is some of our deepest level programming that we don't, most of us never stop and says, look, what's important to me when it comes to my career? So we figure all of these things out over 2 days. And once over that 1 day, and once we get rid of all the baggage, instantly they start to, number one, have a greater shift. And then now we start to set meaningful goals, end goals, and aim goals. So if they work with me personally, that's what we do. If it's on their own, what I just explained to you, that's what I would suggest that they do.
Yeah. Curtis, you mentioned earlier that there's a big difference in mindset between being an employee and being an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Are there some commonalities you see when somebody leaves corporate after a long time, like, you know, let's say 20 plus years, and they either have had enough or they have been, you know, they've plateaued in their career. Maybe they've been pushed out involuntarily, not for performance reasons necessarily, but could be, right? There's a change in the marketplace. There's a merger or acquisition. And all of a sudden they're the one who's been asked to leave. Because one of the commonalities I see is they want to take control over their career.
Right.
Right, over their career destiny. And when you're in corporate, you're fitting into somebody else's structure. And it can be a great structure. It can work really well. You can do things you love. You can get paid well. And then sometimes it doesn't work so well.
True.
Right. And you get to the point where, okay, if I'm going to do more of what I love and get paid what I'm worth, I need to do it on my own terms.
Yes.
Right. So are there things that you see in common with folks like that, that relate to these mindset issues and the self-limiting beliefs?
Yeah. I think one of the major things that normally, one of the first things that I went through is, well, I've always been an entrepreneur since I can't remember. I haven't received a salary in like 40 years, right? So it's kind of hard for me. But what happens is individuals, there's a dual role of being an entrepreneur in the role of being an employee or used to be an employee. And so the whole ideal is, and now I'm offering a product or service, I'm doing something for individuals. How do I value that? Because I love what I'm doing now. So now is now how to now understand that what I'm doing is of value and I deserve to be paid because I am an entrepreneur. So one of the things is actually merging those two individuals together so that now they're both moving in the same direction.
Yeah. One of the things I see a lot with corporate refugees is undervaluing their worth.
And that's what I'm saying. Yes, right? Exactly. Because they don't, it's like they're afraid. If I tell individuals what my value is, then they will reject me. But this is the thing. And this is what that's a value issue too. So one of the things I always share with individuals is that it's all about energy. And I deserve to get paid based on the energy and based on the knowledge that I have. And it's sometimes for individuals, that's difficult for them to actually have that type of mindset because they're used to someone giving it to them. Mm-hmm. Now they have to present themselves in a way so that they can truly earn it and they do deserve it. So that dual role, that wanting to give it away because I don't think of it as value, or if I tell people what true value is, then they may not like me or they might not take me. And that's a big one for a lot of individuals, especially going from an employee to an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Would you say that's one of the biggest ones you see? Biggest blocks?
I think the biggest block, believe it or not, is I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy, which goes back to that, you know, but the core, when you talk about the core of it, you remember talking, we got the root cause of it. And usually, this is the interesting part about it. Usually, that begins not when they change careers. This is the thing. And this is where I come in at. It presents itself then. You might have a significant emotional event then. Usually, that starts when, way back when you were 4 or 5, and you were on the playground and you wanted to do something new and someone of authority figure says, you can't do that, or you're not good enough for that, or this. And so they've been carrying that feeling and that emotion around all their life, really. And that's what we do. We figure out, oh, that's where the root cause is, because if we don't get rid of the root, it can actually come back, you know, in some other way, some form. And I'm going to give you an example of that. The example of me personally, one of the beliefs that I had was that success is hard and difficult. Success is hard and difficult. I had no idea. And even so, when I was in financial services, every time I would hit a major plateau, I would like sabotage because that feeling or emotion was still running. Didn't even know it. Less than a year ago, I'm getting all these breakthroughs for individuals. People are changing their lives like drastically in front of me. And I'm feeling like, okay, but Curtis, something is still not right with you. What is it? And what was running was success is hard and difficult. I thought it was when I was in sales, when I told you I wanted to become a motivational speaker. And so I went into sales. I became number one in the company in less than a year and a half, broke all the records, and then totally sabotaged. So I thought it was that. I thought it was that incident. Come to find out, when I did mental emotional release on myself through one of the guys I know, what it was when I was 2 years old, when we went back and figured out what the root cause was, I was two. My mom was training me to be potty trained. And I didn't know this. It was not a conscious thought. It's all subconscious. But during mental and emotional release, you kind of tap into those unconscious thoughts. And then what came up was that success is hard and difficult. Now, I talked to my mom. I says, Mom, what was going on with me around age two? She says, oh, I remember. She said, I remember. She said, around age two, I was forcing you to be potty trained because your sister was being born. And I didn't want two babies in diapers at the same time. For a boy to be potty trained around 18 months is very difficult and it's very hard. And this is what she said. These are the exact words she said. It was hard and difficult for you to be potty trained. The same message that I've been carrying around for years and years and years was the same message that was preventing me from always hitting this brick wall. And so, and that's what I'm saying is that sometimes we think on a conscious level, what we think it is, it may not be that. It might be something a little bit deeper that we help actually release that. And now once I did that, everything kind of took off, really took off.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Curtis, how might your connection to peers in a community help you overcome some of these blocks?
Well, peers in a community, I think the community is always good for individuals, right? Because they get to actually share ideas and share thoughts with individuals. For me is, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm an entrepreneur. Basically, that's what I lead people to do. So being in a career in a group like that helped them flourish because I have so much knowledge and so much information that I can add to the group.
And are there particular interactions among the peers in the group that elevate their progress?
Absolutely. Because what happens in groups is that individuals understand that they're not alone, that there are other people going through some of the same things that I'm going through. And when you see success with others, you can have that mentality that too can happen to me. And that's one of the powers of what you do in these groups and with these individuals is allow them to have that voice, allow them to have a safe place where they can actually vocalize. You remember the first thing I talked to you about was the first thing an individual needs to do is acknowledge what's happening in their lives. And one of the things that groups do is allow individuals to have a safe place to acknowledge what's happening. And that's the first step of healing. It's acknowledging, really just saying, hey, you know what? I'm having a really bad day, or this is what's happening to me. Like I said before, the languaging in any group needs to always be, that's not who I am as an individual, as an identity, but as a feeling or emotion or a feeling or a sensation that's happening here that I'm in control. And that's the biggest thing, is that being in control, that you have the power to create it and you have the power to change it.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Curtis, we've covered a lot of territory in a short amount of time in this conversation, dealing with some really significant issues that people go through as they're trying to make improvements in their situation, their business, in their lives, and overcome some major blocks. Is there anything else you want to share that we haven't touched on before we close out?
No, I think the whole idea is that I always remind people, number one, as we started out, it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to pretend that you're okay and you're not. If you can get into your group and let individuals actually acknowledge that. That's the biggest part of learning and growing and expanding, is actually acknowledging it. And then obviously if they need a deeper work, then they can always reach out to me where we can actually get it changed, whatever it is that they're going through.
Yeah. Curtis, speaking of getting in touch with you, if somebody doesn't want to get in touch with you or access any resources that you have, where's the best place to go?
They can go to my website. They can go to curtismccullum.com or bespokehumanpotentialcoaching.com. Have a lot of great information on my site where they can actually get a 15 or 30 minute free consultation where we can kind of figure out where they are on their journey. Everybody's different, a different place on their journey. They can also find me on all social media, your platforms, YouTube and Instagram and LinkedIn. I have content usually posted there every week too. So they want to kind of get to know me. They can kind of slowly get to know me there. If they want to really get to know me, they can go to my website and they'll sign up for a in-person or consultation.
Sounds good. Well, Curtis, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. Share a little bit about you and some great insights. My guest today has been the CEO of Bespoke Human Potential Coaching, Curtis McCullum. Thank you, Curtis, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Running your own business can feel isolating. That's why we created Smash Through Your Business Roadblocks, a live interactive session where experienced professionals bring real challenges and work through them together using the Smash framework. It's your chance to experience the Smashing the Plateau community, a space where corporate refugees support one another to keep moving forward. You'll leave with fresh momentum, clarity, and maybe even a few new allies in your corner. Guest spots are limited, so grab yours now at smashingtheplateau.com/guest. That's smashingtheplateau.com/guest.